I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, I'll ask you this question and just kind of think to yourself what the response might be. Give it a second or two. The craziest thing you did under the influence of booze or drugs. That one, there's probably one or two regrettable incidents out there that you can think of.
This program only goes to 9:45, John. I don't have that much time.
Well, I think there's a group in Alberta right now that they've got one that might be hard to beat. They peeled off all their clothes, got completely naked, went out and kidnapped a family and went for a ride. Why? Well, we don't know. We're not sure why this happened in Alberta the other night, but police arrived at a car crash and found five naked people inside. And accused them of kidnapping a mother, her father, and her baby. They were all taken from their home.
Were there weapons involved, and how were they concealing those?
I'm not sure if the kidnapping, if they were clothed while they did the kidnapping and then took everything off. While the car was being driven, the adult male who was in the trunk managed to escape. Shortly after that, the woman escaped with the baby. Authorities said a passerby offered assistance, secured all three in his truck before the suspect's vehicle rammed the rear of the truck and ended up in the ditch. So the three people who were kidnapped are fine. Police are trying to get to the bottom of this thing, but they're pointing right now at drugs and alcohol. Remember the time we took off all of our clothes, the five of us?
And kidnapped that family? That was good times. Yeah. How about this? 24-year-old guy named Sean Sykes from Kansas City, Missouri, was pulled over back in September, and the cops found the whole shooting match in his car. Drugs, guns, all of it in there. He didn't have any answers for none of it, so they took him in for questioning. He swore, though, those drugs, those guns, that's not mine. That is not mine. Those were not mine. But the cops kept persisting. So, you know, you get to that point with the bright lights on and they're putting the heat on you and they're about to pin this thing on you. What are you going to do? You don't have a lawyer. Dad doesn't care anymore. As the cops were giving him the grill, he farted and then continued, did the 24-year-old. And according to the official police report, John, it says, quote, Mr. Sykes released a loud fart. Mr. Sykes continued to be flatulent, so I ended the interview. The cops let him go without charging him. All that drugs and guns in the car. Thanks to his flatulence, he's free.
But I don't believe this.
Unfortunately for Sean, he got pulled over again a few days ago, and cops found more drugs and guns in the car. And this time, there was no breaking some off to get out of it.
Oh, no. Now, wait, you're telling me a cop wrote this in his report that, yeah, I saw the drugs and I saw the guns.
The official police report says, quote, Mr. Sykes released a loud fart. Mr. Sykes continued to be flatulent, and I ended the interview. End quote. He was just bombing the place, and they said, I can't put up with it anymore. Maybe they'd let him go for a certain amount of time or whatever. He'd probably slip back up and they'd catch him again, which is what happened.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's one way of getting out of it, I guess. All right, our last story here. This comes to us from a Dunkin' Donuts in Pennsylvania, where police say a Pennsylvania Dunkin' Donuts worker sold some meth and heroin on the job. And in some cases, while wearing his drive-through window headset. This 35-year-old guy, here's what he'd do. Now, they think he was selling it in the store, but also he would leave the store and would keep his uniform on and his headset on, and he'd be making sales in the parking lot or a nearby convenience store. They say he sold the drugs while wearing his Dunkin' Donuts uniform and headset. And headset. Do you get to keep the fast food restaurant uniform if you work at a... I wonder if you get to keep those things.
No, I can't imagine you.
You got to turn those back in, you think?
The green polyester and stuff or the brown?
I mean, I don't know why you would ever want to, but, you know, people like to take stuff just for no reason.
I would probably buy it around Halloween I saw it at the Value Village or something. I'm buying it.
I bet there's some people out there who still have their...
You can keep
Burger King
you can keep
or
my
McDonald's
last check.
Or,
I'm not coming to pick it up, but I'm keeping this uniform.
Give me this uniform. I'm going to win something with this. And I'm trying to think who's got the ugliest uniforms I remember were those Burger King ones that were those brown and orange. I don't know if they still are. Those brown and orange ones, I think, were the worst.
How about hot dog on a stick? The red, white, and blue thing. Remember that?
No.
They were like red, white, and blue stripes.
Bad? Oh, really bad?
Real bad.
Yeah, I don't know. But this guy will be making donuts now in the prison cafeteria. The double D in the Dunkin' Donuts stands for drugs, apparently.
America runs on Dunkin'.